If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Okay, so we recently saw on all the socials and, of course, on the news that Uncle Gwede, who's got impeccable taste in fashion, made very interesting remarks pertaining to the youth unemployment rate in South Africa, right? And let me let you listen to this first, okay?
I've never had a government looking for a job for me. You know that? Never. I went to Teba, I took a contract, went to the mines, worked as a miner. Went back home, bought cattle, bought sheep, went back to the mines, and I did that. The difference is that today, because there's a progressive government, people expect that government to go and give them jobs. They don't look for jobs, and that must change. I'm sure to be here in SABC yourself, you look for an advert, you applied, you got into SABC. Not the SAB looking for you. You look for a job, and you got employed. And people must begin to appreciate that you do queue up for a job, you get employed, adverts are not going to employ you, you'll have to look for the advert and apply in real terms. If you don't do that, you're not going to be employed. And I'm going back to the point I made, let's move out of being a passive society to be an active society.
Crazy money! Such an opinionated 70 plus. Anywho, the question here, ladies, what do you make of Uncle Gwede's comments, right, on young people being lazy, most importantly? And is it really that hard to find a job in South Africa? Mbali?
Firstly, I think it's very irresponsible for a public office bearer to say such things, particularly in a time where we even have a high rate of youth unemployment. We also have unemployed graduates, so those who have actually taken, you know, the initiative to go to school and try and get a degree of some sorts so that they're eligible to be in a workspace. And we've been told on numerous occasions how difficult, because of economic growth, it's difficult to create jobs. And for him now to come and say that, well, it's actually young people who are lazy, it's very irresponsible.
And you, Slu?
I think it was an off-the-cuff remark from him, and I say this because I've noticed the trend, particularly with the elderly.
Yeah,
you know, where they will make such statements. I don't know. It just makes him seem very detached. He sounds very detached from reality. He wasn't in government when he was looking for a job, so that he should hold the mirror up and just think about what role he's playing right now as far as young people are concerned.
Wara?
And I think he's, like Slu was saying, he's out of touch with reality, because I'm pretty sure his children don't go through what the rest of the other youth go through.
Yeah.
Because the fact that they don't have to go through the channels that some others also have to go through. So he is quite detached. And also, cattle and sheep were 50 cents back in his day. You know, he's saying, I bought this, I bought that. It's very expensive now. You know, we don't live in those times, unfortunately, where people are applying. But if you don't know somebody within the organization you're trying to get into, you're probably not going to get the job.
Now, let me put another spin to it. Razzmatazz, decided to have a comment. Let's have a listen.
I spoke to the national chair. He said he's misquoted. And if he's misquoted, he must clarify himself about that misquotation. Because what the media is saying, the national chair have said that the youth are lazy and all of that, and that people have got CVs, they must go and find job for themselves. So that matter, comrades, must be clarified. If it is not clarified, it will remain that the national chair have said that young people are lazy. They do not apply for jobs. That's what the media have said. And that matter, comrades, is not a joking matter. It's a serious matter. It must be clarified properly.
Razzmatazz, wa potologa ha bua itse.
you know, I also don't understand why they're blaming the media, because I mean, we clearly heard it there verbatim in terms of what he said with his own voice. So how can you be misquoted if there's a whole clip to prove what you said? I also think because the ANC has realized they've received so much backlash, particularly from young people, and you would know that the country consists mainly of young voters. And in an election year of this magnitude, where we're heading to the local government elections, it is those young people you need to be speaking to. So after those kind of comments, already they are facing so much decline at you know, the polls. So it also just tells you that they just, it's just damage control now for the ANC.
I agree with Mbali. I think it is damage control. I think what we are also seeing is the infighting in the ANC. Yeah, because now if you listen to this, it then somehow places Fikile Mbalula in a better light than Gwede Mantashe. You know, it's just it's infighting, it's the ANC eating itself up. It's just not working for anybody.
Wara? I'm saying let's see all these lazy youth come election time. Maybe they might be too lazy to go and vote for the ANC. That's all I'm saying.
And you know what I love about this? These are the voices of the target market.
This is Jabulani Ngwenya here with the ladies. I'm with Zama. She's a HR personnel. She's saying this guy is dumb. Who stands at the mines who and look for work? Like, you can't even get into an office park. So that statement that was said by the Ubando, this guy, it's very, like, very dumb for a politician. Ubando samageta menga panje, like, in this day and age. You go with your CV, they will ask you, ufunani. Things are electronical now. So it's useless for him to say the South African youth are lazy. They should be creating jobs for the youth. And the youth apply. But you can look at cool music days again. Go back to touch and dive, man. Say, but cool music nonsense, man.
I do not know of that type of level of delusion. Delulu is the Sululu. Same WhatsApp group with Uncle Gwede, I tell you.
Hello, B, Kabu Yelo, and the ladies. Ndate Gwede Mantashe, beka ngazizo kutsutsin, beka kulumanj. Kaya kusufunga njani, kuhlale lokushinu ngasebenzi. Ufuna, sending CVs and everything. I think, I don't know what was going on with him, but that is like so uncalled for him to say that, seriously.
And you know, interestingly enough, Malitsema, is that their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren are never going to have that problem of getting employment because they're connected. Do you understand? So it's similar to what Warabile was saying. Let's have a listen to the last voice note.
Beasting, beasting, beasting. Good morning, ladies. Gwede Mantashe is Udululu. Opelamo in his own world. He cannot say such things. Does he know how many people apply for work and there's no job opportunities and all of that? And into Razmataza Wule Langor, what's the burno? This year, what would you have for the local election? It's gonna hit them at the polls. So I just hope for the ANC, Retome Fresh, maybe, but what a grass man. There's a lot of graduates who are sitting at home. Banali Bambiri, they're frustrated, they're stressed, or no. I'm a miracle. But now we're going to position without even applying.
And the frustrating thing about it is that the amount of times that we've been lied to, guys, like continuously, I don't understand. I guess it should be like a pet, or really don't understand. All right, I think we've got one more voice note.
Bonolo and the ladies, I mean, really, remember police to put out the advert for, I think, 5,000 police training, over 1 million unemployed youth and graduates applied, over 1 million. So what is he saying? This shows that these guys in government, they're not in sync with what's happening in South Africa. They don't know what's happening in this country.
And the only way to change it is at the polls, right?
This is what we get for voting for ANC. Oh, how I regret.
Ha, ha, ha. Vuvu. As for my banditi.
The shade.
Hi, Beasting and the team. Ugwete lento ayishoyo abaqala ukuyisho, remember from the time yabo Mandela abathi South Africans are lazy. Ramaphosa said government doesn't create jobs. Gwede Mantashe saying the very same thing and taking their kids in sitter positions. They never applied. So what do you expect? They are doing it for themselves, not for the South Africans. That's what you must understand with the ANC government. It's not about the South Africans, in particular the blacks. It's not about them.
Interesting.
Morning, Bisting. Batong, Uncle Gwizi. Ujileng, Batong. You know, this is what you get. I think we are reaping what we've sown, ka ANC, and the people in the public office. Basina linuleji, basina dimetriki, baba. This is the kind of talks that we have. Nobody said the government must create. The youth must not apply. They need to create opportunities for young people to be employable. Kiwa Makua did that. What did they do? They closed up their firms when they were in power. That is job creation part that the youth is crying about. Not what he's saying. And it's from Bagsige and it's just infighting. That's all. He wants to look better now that he must terrify.
So I think Gwede Mantashe is out of touch with reality in terms of what the youth is facing in this country. And yes, he's speaking from a point of privilege because he clearly has no idea what's happening out there. If he knew or if he consulted or asked any young person, how many times do you go on LinkedIn to look for jobs? How many times are you on the job search? How many times are you sending emails or sending your CVs or sending applications on job portals? And how many, we regret to inform you, do you get a week? He'd be shocked by that number. He'll be shocked. You know, and I think it's irresponsible of him, and speaking from a point of privilege, to say people are lazy. And that notion, I hate that notion that people say we are lazy. We are not lazy. We are here trying to hustle here. Some of us have never recovered after COVID. We lost our jobs during COVID and we've never recovered.
Yeah.
And you go to companies, they'll tell you, no, you don't even have to go. I mean, you look at their portals, there's zero jobs available. You know, so Gwede must stop. He must stop consuming adult beverages and then go make these interviews, you know?
I think Uncle Gwede, it's time for him to retire.
Gwede Mantashe is out of touch with reality. Hangitiena, he's always had a job. Probably his kids and his family have tenders. So he's really not aware of what's happening in Malokshini and with the general South African people, you know, in terms of being unemployed and so on and so forth. So, yeah, he is really, really someone that's just doesn't know what he's talking about.
And it's extremely disappointing.
Good morning, good morning. I'm one of the lazy unemployed youth in because what do you mean? I graduated in 2018 and then went back again in 2019. Graduated in 2025. I'm still going back now. I guess what I'm saying is instead, kitlinara. What do you mean, kilezi? Kilezi drum because we've been looking for these jobs. I'm saying, hey, what am I doing? I'm talking about the city.
And you know how frustrating it is. You spend so much money on educating yourself because the status quo says that when you get educated, then you're going to get a job at the end of the day. And then, voila, sipe.
Good morning, Bisting. You know what? This is utter arrogance on his part. You know, when you're so privileged that you're so blinded by all this, like it's actually so sad that you've got someone who understands what's going on in the country. At least we expect him to understand what's going on in the country. To stand there and say such a statement. Wow. Yeah. No, but it's fine. We will talk when the time comes, you know. Yeah, voting will talk for us. Nati will be looking for jobs at the polling station. Don't worry.
You know, in the African culture, we say that you should not disrespect the elders.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.